Of 45, it's up to 52 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden campaign responding to questions about whether President Biden and former President Trump would debate.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
A video released on social media by the Biden campaign, which has also notified the Commission on Presidential Debates it will not take part in their debates. Instead, it would debate news organization managed debates. It wants them to occur in June and September. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, concluding a trip to Ukraine, announced another $2 billion in U.S. aid, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. The April Consumer Price Index showing signs that inflation is cooling. The month-to-month rise was lower than expected, 0.3%, and the yearly increase was in line with expectations. This is ABC News. China's responding to new U.S. tariffs on Chinese-made goods, calling them hypocritical. China's foreign minister calls them a sign of weakness. The smile's gone from McDonald's Happy Meals in Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers in London says it's on purpose in order to make a point about mental health.
Noting that not everyone is happy, smiley all the time, the Happy Meal boxes here look different this week.
There's no smile in it.
The smile is not there.
It's a bit like us, and like, it doesn't always have to have a smile on it.
The idea is to open conversations about emotions kids are feeling.
If you don't share your feelings, you have that worry inside of you.
McDonald's research reveals that nearly half of British kids feel pressure to be happy all the time, even when they don't want to be. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The industry group Airlines for America says it's expecting a record-setting summer of 271 million U.S. air passengers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us. So we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like some pretty nice spring weather out there today. In fact, much of this forecast will be rather nice. Just a couple of shots of scattered showers in the forecast over the next 7 days. But for today, high pressure in control, bringing us light winds and mild temperatures and a good amount of sunshine as well. A front back in the Dakotas and western Minnesota will slide our way late tonight and tomorrow. Should bring us some widely scattered showers through the day tomorrow. Rain amounts nothing too terribly heavy, maybe a few tenths of an inch or so, and no severe weather expected either. Back to dry conditions on Friday and Saturday. It'll turn a touch warmer as well, with south winds picking up into the start of the weekend. A front will sweep through Wisconsin late Saturday night, might spark a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, although the better chance is in northern parts of the state. Behind that, it should be summer-like Sunday and Monday. Looks like a rather organized weather system could catch up with us by Tuesday of next week. That could bring us a pretty heavy rain across the region. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high 72, east wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower toward morning in the western part of the area, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, high near 70, southeast wind turning southwest up to 10. Thursday night, some isolated showers possible early, then partly cloudy, low 51. Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and warm with a high of 77. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low 52 with a high near 80. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm later Saturday nights. Sunday, partly cloudy and nice, low at 53, high 77. Monday continued warm and dry with sunshine, high 79. And Tuesday breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high about 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 52 with some sunshine. 69 was yesterday's high. The morning low today has been 45. Well, the record high was set on May 15th in 1977 when we were sweating at 88 degrees. Record low 29 in 1973 and equaled in 2016. Last year's high was 73 and the low 40. Sunset will happen at 8:19 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:37, coming up tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.93 is steady. No precipitation today, although there were some reports of a little bit of light shower activity in the outlying areas early this morning. We're at 52 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, a lot of sports locally to recap from yesterday. We'll get at it coming up next, and we'll recap a Brewer win led by Sal Frelick last night.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Riverdale lost to Darlington 5-0 in SWAL baseball last night in Muscadet. The Redbirds used good pitching performances from Gage Banfield, who pitched the first five innings to get the win, and Reagan Jackson worked the final two innings to keep the Chieftains off balance at the plate. Carson Kenyon and Logan Cagle each had hits, and Andre Tainter walked twice. The Chieftains stranded six runners during the game. Logan Cagle pitched the first five innings for Riverdale and gave up four hits. Chase Chitwood with two hits given up in two innings of work. Maddox Goble was 3-for-4 for the Redbirds, who improved to 11-2 in the league and 12-6 overall. The win puts Darlington in first place in the SWAL after Fenimore knocked off Mineral Point 5-2 last night. The Pointers fall to second place in the league. Currently, Riverdale third at 8-4 with games to play against Iowa Grant Thursday and Cuba City on Friday. Lots of baseball yesterday as well in the SWAL. It was a victory for Iowa Grant over Boscobel. That final was 7-4. Richland Center lost in baseball to Prairie du Chien. Final score was 8-0, while the Hornet JV won against Prairie du Chien 19-3. At River Valley, the Blackhawks knocked off Platteville 10-4 in eight innings. Platteville was up 12-8 after three innings in the nightcap before it was called because of darkness last night at River Valley Field. It was a win for Belmont over Highland, 7-3, and Dodgeville bested Lancaster, 4-0. Reedsburg, 3-1 over McFarland, Seneca, 7, and Viroqua, 5. Weston with a win against Lafarge, 15-6. Isaac Jennings got the win going 6 2/3, allowing one earned run on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate for Weston, Garrett Granger, 3-for-3 with a triple and 3 RBIs. Blake Bingham, 3-for-4. Garrett Jennings, 3-for-5. 5. Logan Bingham, 2 for 4 with 3 RBIs. Hunter Coy, 2 for 4 with 3 RBIs. Isaac pitched well and coming on in relief in a tough spot. Also, the bats picked up for Weston last night. Blake Bingham came up big as well, hitting in the number 9 spot as Weston picked up a win 15-6 over Lafarge. The Silver Eagles scheduled to host Ithaca on Thursday night. That game has been moved to 6 o'clock at Cazenovia. The Ithaca baseball team won at DeSoto yesterday, 10-5. Micah Salisbury worked 5 innings. He gave up a total of 4 runs and walked 7, struck out 6. Sammy Clary came in for 2 innings of work, giving up a run and also walked 1 and struck out 5. And the Bulldogs were led to the plate by Cole Brownlee, who had 2 hits. RBIs for Matt Kepler, Sammy Clary, and Micah Salisbury led the way for the Bulldogs, who had 10 runs on 8 hits in that action yesterday, and they stay unbeaten in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Elsewhere yesterday in softball action, it was Cuba City edging Boscobel 5-4. Also, Mineral Point 9-6 over Fenimore. Cuba City 8-3 over Southwestern. Highland got the win, edging Belmont in 8 innings, 6-5. Dodgeville 9, Sauk Prairie 1. Wisconsin Dells shut out Nakusa 9-0. La Crosse Central 8-1 over Sparta. North Crawford outslugged New Lisbon 20-16. Reedsburg edged Portage by a final of 3-0. The Richland Center softball team picked up a win last night, 14-8. Over Viroqua. Kaylee Nee had 2 hits. Chloe Darling was on base 3 times. And Abigail Williams had 3 hits, leading the Hornets to victory on their last game of the regular season last evening. Lancaster was winner over Platteville 4-0. And River Valley edged conference leader Prairie du Chien 7-6. Seneca 5-1 over Westby. Brookwood 13 and Lafarge 0 as well. And in softball from last night at DeSoto or Stoddard, it was a win in doubleheader play for Ithaca as they were 9-1 and 8-0 winners over host DeSoto. Olivia Young worked 5 innings in the opener, striking out 7 and not allowing an earned run. Also for the hitters, Olivia Young was 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs and Alyssa Muller 1 for 2 with 2 RBIs. In game 2 in that shutout, Ariana Lewis worked 5 innings and struck out 9. Ari was also 1 for 3 with 2 RBIs at the plate, and J.C. Maxwell went 2 for 3 with 3 RBIs, leading the Bulldogs to the win. The WIAA tournament begins for some teams as early as Thursday night in softball. In soccer yesterday, Stoughton 6-1 over Reedsburg, Dodge Point 1-0 over Platteville Lancaster, and River Valley was a winner 6-0 over Richland Center. It was Hornets senior night as the Hornets honored 5 seniors at halftime: Sephora Ewing, Cambry Stifler, Claire Stadler, also Maylee Holman, and Melissa Rodriguez Trejo were honored for their dedication. Also playing well defensively despite fatigue and some injuries last night, it was outstanding defensive play, according to the coaches for Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, and Ella Stadler. Lily Tidrick continues to improve in goal, and the Hornets' next action is Thursday at home when they play Wisconsin Heights. It'll be free T-shirt and team poster night as well. And now track and field action yesterday at River Valley. The Southwest Conference meet was hosted there. Lancaster won the girls with a 162.5 to Dodgeville Mineral Point's 117. Richland Center was 5th, River Valley 6th in the girls' rankings. For the boys, Lancaster 1st, 162, Dodge Point 2nd at 120, Richland Center 5th, and River Valley 6th in the scoring yesterday. For Richland Center individually, Malachi Fretz 1st in the 800, with a 2:03.25, his top time for the conference championship. He took 2nd in the 1600. Ryan Stadler was 2nd in the 3200, 5th in the 1600. Devin Woodhouse took 5th place in the pole vault, and Duncan Harper was 3rd in long jump. The Hornets 4x2 relay team was 3rd. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Grayson Banker, and Fletcher Harper ran that for the Hornets, and they were a conference champion in the 4x4. Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, Malachi Fretz with a first place finish. Elsewhere, yesterday, River Valley's Aiden Hall was fourth in the 100, fifth in the 200, third in the 400. Wesley Hatfield, fourth in the 400. The Blackhawks' Mason Schulte took fourth in the 1600 run. Jackson Thatcher with a fifth-place high jump, and Logan Neighbors with a fourth-place shot put throw for the Blackhawk boys at the Southwest meet last evening. In girls' results for Richland Center, Danica Pauls, sixth in high jump, second in pole vault with a 9.06. Soleil Ewing, first in long jump, 16.10.50 was her distance, and second in the triple jump. Grace Fretz took fourth in the long jump, and Madeline Huber, a conference championship in the shot put, 34.01, and she took second in the discus. The Hornets 4x4 relay team also finishing out fourth place. It was ran by Danica Pauls, Grace Fretz, Shanice Anderson, and Clarice Possen. From the River Valley schedule, it was Bobby Ducharme taking fourth in the 800, Brielle Grant third in the 1600, and second in the 3200. Reagan Sackett third in the long jump and fifth in triple jump, and the RV 4x2 finished second. Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, Anya Sefrud, and Evelyn Tripolin with their outing there yesterday, taking second place. At the Ridge and Valley meet yesterday, Ithaca Weston doing well with the 100-dash. Landon Thompson was eighth. Randy Picardo Flores, ninth in the 200. Sam Jones was eighth in the 400. The 4x2, Landon Thompson, Randy Picardo Flores, Carrick Thompson, and Brayson Garcia Bolin finished fourth. Chanik Wheaton and Connor Montez, fifth in the 4x4, along with Carrick Thompson and Brayson Garcia Bolin. And the 4x8 was third. Brayson Garcia Bolin, Carrick Thompson, Connor Montez, Sam Jones. An eighth place finish for Channing Wheaton in the shot put. And Clayton Lee with a trifecta, first in the 800, 1600, and 3200 at the R&V yesterday. The girls' results, Kaylee Peterson first in the 100, Kaylee Miller was sixth. Kaylee Miller took fourth in the 200, Aubrey Cook sixth in the 400. Kaylee Peterson again first in the 800 and in the 1600, so she also has a trifecta of wins at the R&B Conference meet. Tristan Peterson first in the 100 hurdles yesterday and second in the 300 hurdles. The 4x1 Ithaca Weston team, that finished fourth. Bailey Wanless, Jasmine Meyer, Aubrey Cook, and Maggie Kirshner. Bailey Wanless, Leah Puig, Maggie Kirshner, and Jasmine Meyer were fourth in the 4x2. Third in the 4x4, Kaylee Miller, Leah Puig, Aubrey Cook, and Tristan Peterson. The 4x8 finished second. Maggie Kirshner, Jasmine Meyer, Leah Puig, and Jaden Bolin. Kaylee Miller was first in the high jump with a 5'1" leap. In the pole vault, Leah Puig was fourth. Kaylee Peterson fifth. Second place finish in the long jump for Tristan Peterson. And congratulations to Aubrey Cook, a conference champion in the triple jump. Jasmine Meyer was fifth. Maggie Kirshner seventh in the discus throw. And Bailey Wanless was eighth. The regionals will be next Monday at River Ridge. A big day yesterday for Kickapoo Lafarge. They took first in the girls' rankings, 186 to North Crawford's 148. Ithaca Weston was third. Also for the boys, Kickapoo Lafarge first with 174, North Crawford 121, and Ithaca Weston was fifth yesterday in the running. For Kickapoo Lafarge, led by conference champion Adric Eggy, in the 100 and in the 400. Also, Cody Nash first in the 200, and Kickapoo Lafarge dominating in the relays yesterday, winning several events, including the 4x1, 2, 4, and 8 yesterday. Katie Rando was first in the 200. Jaden Snagel was first in the 400, and the Kickapoo Lafarge 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8 girls also were conference champions. In golf action, the battle at the Rock yesterday, that was played in Wisconsin Dells. Middleton was the top team, scoring 300, taking the team title. Local golfers, Roman Johnson, 11th in the running yesterday with a 78. The top score, by the way, was 73. And Will Kaltenberg of River Valley shot a 79 on the course in the Dells. Speaking of golf, Quail Run, second week of Tuesday Men's Golf League action happened last night. Keith Lang, 2-under 33 with a birdie on hole 1 and a birdie on hole 2. Ken Nix Sr. with a 38, including a birdie on hole 8. Josh Coy and Pat Keegan with 39s. Josh birdied hole 5. Pat birdied hole 8 and 9. Neil Mahoney had a 40, and Ryan Pogstad and Rich Barrancott, each with 41s. Ryan with a birdie on hole 5 and 7, and Rich with a birdie on hole 4. Other golfers with holes played under par: Dale Mortimer birdied hole 1, Aaron Halverson birdied hole 2. Also, Gary Peckham birdied hole 7, Craig Huth birdied hole 7, and Jake Kaloy birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners: Aaron Halverson, closest second shot on hole 2. Rich Barrancott, closest third shot for a birdie on hole 4. Aaron Halverson, longest drive on hole 6. Jeremy Wilson, closest to the pin on hole 7. And Dennis McHugh with the longest putt on hole number 8. And Richland Center Church League softball got underway last night at Kroska Park. The Mission shut out Boscobel Assembly of God 15-0. Lyle Fish and Sean Logue had big hits for the Mission. Free Methodist down Bethel Lutheran 18-3. Jeremiah Hassel, Andy Niemeyer, and Adam Burns each run base 3 times and scored each time. St. Mary's got by Richland Baptist Temple 1-12-5. Ryan Babel and Mason Jelenic each homered for St. Mary's. Nate Raish had 3 hits. And Church of the Nazarene outscored Richland Baptist Temple 2-17-11. Ryan Gaston, Zach Harris, and Scott Dilley each had multiple hits, including a home run by Ryan Gaston last night. Action continues on Tuesday night, May 21st. Sal Frelick's second inning home run with a man on base highlighted a 4-run outburst for the Brewers. Frelick's first blast of the season provided the winning margin in a 4-3 decision over the Pirates. Joe Ross held Pittsburgh to 2 hits and 2 runs in 5 innings to earn the win. Taylor Meagle, with a chance to pitch last night, gave up a home run in the 9th, but still earned his 5th save. Rookie Rob Gasser goes for Milwaukee this afternoon in the rubber game of the series at American Family Field. Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs were shut out 7-0 by Atlanta. Philadelphia 4-0 over the Mets. Cincinnati 6-2 over Arizona. Colorado 6-3 over San Diego. And the Dodgers 10-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Toronto at Baltimore postponed. The Yankees beat Minnesota 5-1. Boston 5, Tampa Bay 4. Cleveland 7-4 over Texas. Houston 2, Oakland 1. Kansas City 4-2 over Seattle. In interleague play, Washington 6 and the White Sox 3. The White Sox won the nightcap 4-0. Miami 1-0 over Detroit. St. Louis 7 and the Angels 6. From the NBA playoffs, New York 121, Indiana 91, and Denver 112-97 over Minnesota. The Caitlin Clark era in the WNBA officially began, although it got off to a slow start. Clark went scoreless for nearly the first 15 minutes before getting more comfortable and finishing with 20 points in the Indiana Fever's 92-71 loss to the Connecticut Sun. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay has hired Doug Gottlieb as its new head men's basketball coach. He will be introduced officially this morning at a news conference at the Kress Events Center. Gottlieb has made his mark as a national talk show host, but he's a former standout player, and his father once headed the UW-Milwaukee Panther basketball program. He is a Wisconsin native. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts, head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness.
100.9 WRCO. I'm looking down the barrel of a ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. Goodbye city, I'm country bound. Monday rolls around. Gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet. Wear the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Where the blacktop is.
Congratulations to the seniors of River Valley High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done. Congratulations from the People's Community Bank, PB Cleanup, Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, and Cardinal Glass CG.
I gotta clean up. I know you'll be showing up with bleach.
secret spot that doesn't you know where my skeleton sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth.
Kelsey Ballerini on WRCO Radio. The trivia question of the day is coming up in just a little bit. We have an action-packed day here as well. We'll have our trivia question of the day, and a new artist known as Yuka will be in the studio with us coming up here at 10 o'clock this morning. So we've got a full day of activities here at the studio on a beautiful day in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's Eric Pasley. Coming up, our trivia question of the day from WRCO, 20 minutes before 9.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Get ready to sizzle with WRCO. We're celebrating Beef Month in style with a fantastic giveaway. Thanks to Walsh's Ace Hardware and Richland Locker, you could win a charcoal grill, a meat bundle, and 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for the June 2nd game. Starting May 20th, listen for the sound of our beef cow sizzle on WRCO. When you hear sizzle, be the fifth caller to get entered for your chance to win. Don't miss out on this sizzling opportunity. Your chance to qualify begins May 20th. Tune in on May 28th during the 7 a.m. hour to see if you're the lucky winner. From WRCO, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Richland Locker.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
100.9 WRCO.
I've been about as mama's broken heart as I can be. These small talks slow down one road, in and out, walls are closing in on me. This town ain't big enough for breaking up.
Time.
It is trivia time once again. A chance for you to amaze your friends with a win in trivia. If you know the right answer today, we're playing for a great prize from Walsh's Ace Hardware. Well, the Brewers are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates currently in a series, and the rubber game is coming up this afternoon. Some Pirates trivia, not the Army Matey, no, the Pittsburgh Pirates trivia. 1979 World Series champions. Who did the Pirates defeat in that series? Was it A, the Yankees? Could it be B, Boston? C, Baltimore? Or D, Kansas City? 608-647-4155. Good luck.
Going down like a sunset. Burning out like a cigarette. Blowing through the cash, through the past. Drinking down that memory till there's nothing left. I could go on and on. Why you gone? I could blame it on the whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go. Should've never. Drink around the truth, but I can't blame it on you. Yeah, yeah. Trying to ride out the midnight, trying to fight through the daylight. Wonder where you at, and just like that, I'm looking back on what I had when you were mine. I could go.
And Aldine. Congratulations to our trivia winner today, Brenda Dieter, who knew the right answer. The Pirates were 1979 World Series champs. Who did they defeat in the series? The correct answer, the Baltimore Orioles. C. We had a couple of guesses for Kansas City and one for the Yankees. All would have been pretty logical guesses there because they were all pretty good in that era, all from the American League battling the National League's Pittsburgh Pirates. The Orioles gave them a good go. The Pirates won it in 4-3. That was the We Are Family series. They used the Sister Sledge song. And Willie Stargell won the series MVP, hitting 3 home runs, the only Pirate to hit home runs in that series. They had a good one it was. 1979. I remember it like it was yesterday. And Baltimore, what a club.
you know, and they didn't win a lot of the championships, but they were always in the running. And there was one year, and I don't think it was that year, but they had four 20-game winner pitchers on the same staff. That might have been in the early 70s, but can you imagine that? We're lucky if we get one now in Major League Baseball, and the Brewers haven't had one for a while, but a 20-game winner, which used to be kind of the benchmark, and pitchers don't stay in games as long anymore and things like that, and so they don't necessarily get as many wins. But, yeah, four of them. George Bamberger, who came to the Brewers as manager, was the pitching coach on some of those big Baltimore teams in the 70s. Anyway, congrats to Brenda, our winner of Walsh's Ace Hardware Trivia. Going to Ace is like going to your neighbor. Check him out in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh is Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
9 o'clock news right around the corner here on WRCO. We'll talk a little tourism as well on our morning show get together today. Marty Richards will be by to update us on what's going on, what we can look forward to this coming summer. Man, a lot of things happening even this weekend. Of course, we talked about Muscadet's big doings coming up starting this weekend. And so that'll be awesome. Looks like they're going to get good with the weather. And I hate to even talk about it, but at this point, it looks like it's going to be a good Saturday for them, especially right in the heart of the Mushroom Festival. A reminder today, and an important one, the American Red Cross Blood Drive is going on at the Richland Center Community Center from 11:30 until 5:30. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows at today's event. Trails time is next. Here's Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves.
broad girl and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach town dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in his 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door. The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down basement couch? I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
You're drinking everything to ease your mind. But when the hell are you gonna ease mine? You're like concrete feet in the summer heat. It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I remember you singing in that 88 Ford. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on. And passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
Cold shoulder, closing time, you begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you. A rod girl and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is your old pal Phil Nee saying happy trails.